Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Good evening. Tonight, the show begins a conversation about Ukraine, the escalation underway that we can see right now with drones. Drones attacking the front lines, yes, we're used to that. But we're talking about drones attacking the Danube port of Ukraine, right opposite the Romanian port of Ukraine. We're talking about fragments of the drone attack being found in Romania. Romania is a NATO country. I remind you that NATO is sworn to defend one for all and all for one. Therefore, Russia is taking big risks, pushing limits by droning one half of a river. Also, the drone attacks have reached into Russia. This is Ukraine attacking. Russia is now disguising its nuclear-capable bombers by putting, oddly, rubber tires on the wings. The display, apparently from the sky, makes it look not like a bomber. That's what the report is. I think it's odd, but in any event, very expensive aircraft are now subject to attacks by not-so-expensive Ukrainian drones. There's also been a drone attack in Pskov, way to the north, way away from the battle, not involved in Ukraine whatsoever, although Anatol Levin of the Quincy Institute, my correspondent, points out that this is a city opposite the Baltic states. Did the drone originate from Ukraine, or did it come from the Baltic states? Those are NATO countries, but in any event, crossing the border into Russia is said to be a no-go. There it is. Questions unanswered. Also, with Anatole, we discussed the fact, as I said, quoting Game of Thrones, winter is coming. This will be the third winter without adequate energy supplies because of the Russian cutoff. Heretofore, the European states have adjusted with liquefied natural gas, with keeping nuclear power plants open beyond their expected retirement, even with coal face being reawakened in Germany. And the nuclear power plants of France have now been said to be back online, all repaired. However, a German correspondent, quoted in the London Telegraph, says that, is this the best we can expect? Because Germany's been a manufacturing power, we need much more energy to continue our domination of exporting manufactured goods. Are we to turn in, he asks, to something like London, a financial center, moving money around, not manufacturing, not making anything? It's a hard question, because if Germany is giving up its future, that does not bode well for the rest of the EU. Also, a report tonight from Chris Riegel about China. Chris has been obliging us to pay attention to China for weeks now with anecdotes about manufacturers calling around for business because they can't pay their workforce, or manufacturers calling around saying, can you pay me up front for the goods that I'll make for you for Christmas or next spring? Now it is commonplace for people to observe that what we have here is a China in a slowdown, in a decline. The polite way of putting it is that it's decelerating for the indefinite future. That makes China much more of a brittle economy than heretofore. It also means that it's no longer confident that it can overtake the United States. What does that mean for the U.S.? What does it mean for Europe? What does it mean for our Asian allies? Unknown, I will say right now, Australia is struggling because the orders of wine have been cut back by China dramatically. I can only assume that means cutbacks in all materials. Australia was the fertile ground for China's expansion, and now Australia is struggling with the cutback. Also tonight, conversation about Israel facing what we know is Iranian money flowing into the hands of Hezbollah, of Hamas, of the Palestinian Liberation Organization, the kernel of terror inside the PA. And also, one of our guests acquainted me with the fact that the attacks recently in Israel have been part of the gangs, the criminal gangs on the West Bank, being given bombs that they can use in some fashion against Israeli targets. One of these bombs went off accidentally in Megiddo and killed an Israeli Arab. It was intended for a bus, some kind of scheme for the gangsters. So Iran is not only paying the known terror organizations, but also gangsters. Later on, a conversation with John Bolton about the arguments that the Republicans' party is advancing against Ukraine, against continued funding of Ukraine. John answers each of them in turn, but in any event, he recognizes, former National Security Advisor, that the Republican campaign for the presidency is going to include severe doubts about sustaining Ukraine. John makes the case very clearly that Ukraine must be sustained, that Russia winning would tell China it can win, would tell all of Eastern Europe that it's vulnerable, would change our relationship with our European allies and with NATO. Also tonight, a conversation with Andy McCarthy and Thaddeus McCotter about new information from the House of Representatives James Comer's committee investigating the allegations that the Biden family, in particular Hunter Biden and his father Joe Biden, engaged in influence peddling while Mr. Biden was vice president. The date that's important is December 4th, 2015, phone calls between the vice president's office in Washington and the bar at the Four Seasons in Dubai involving the corrupt and wanted Ukrainian officials of Burisma speaking with the vice president. And 4 days later, the vice president traveled to Kyiv, and that was when he made his now infamous remark about removing the prosecutor before I leave here, or else. It's a puzzle. I'm just learning about it. But there are documents to support the suspicion that the vice president was not careful and has not been candid about his involvement and knowledge of Hunter Biden's contacts with Burisma and with the money paid Hunter Biden as a Burisma board member, despite his complete absence of experience managing a natural gas company in Ukraine. Later on, a conversation with Richard Epstein about the Biden administration and the Department of Defense having trouble recruiting. All of the recruiting targets, I understand, are not met by the services. Why is that? And Richard has many different answers. There's much more to the show tonight, including a conversation with Charles Burton about Justin Trudeau on his way to the G7 meeting in Delhi, having what apparently is a change of heart about the trustworthiness of the People's Republic of China in its relationship with Canada. I hope you enjoy the show. Thank you.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Chances are you've been to the doctor recently, and you probably handed over your insurance, your ID, and even your social security number. Your doctor is just one of many places that has your personal info. And if any of them accidentally expose your details, you could be at risk for identity theft. LifeLock monitors millions of data points a second. If you become a victim, they'll fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART, or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
Life's messy. We're talking spills, stains, pets, and kids. But with Anna Bay, you never have to stress about messes again. At washablesofas.com, discover Anabay sofas, the only fully machine washable sofas inside and out, starting at just $699. Made with liquid and stain-resistant fabrics, that means fewer stains and more peace of mind. Designed for real life, our sofas feature changeable fabric covers, allowing you to refresh your style anytime. Need flexibility? Our modular design lets you rearrange your sofa effortlessly. Perfect for cozy apartments or spacious homes. Plus, they're earth-friendly and built to last. That's why over 200,000 happy customers have made the switch. Upgrade your space today. Visit washablesofas.com now and bring home a sofa made for life. That's washablesofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.